Der Fußball ist zurück in der zweiten Liga.
Rechte Neckfahne mit dem linken Fuß. Bringt den Ball auf den zweiten Pfosten. Tesche! Tor! 1:0 für den VfL Bochum.
Da draußen ist der Ball frei. Und jetzt ist er drin. Jetzt ist er drin. Und hier ist Botzen, macht das Tor.
Und er ist drin. Buchmann, Buchmann, Buchmann macht das zweite Tor. Da ist das Tor. Der zählt das 2:2. Dresden ist wieder da. Röser ist da.
Für Rausch, der setzt an zur Flanke, da kommt der Ball, Tor, 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 Tor,
Tor, Tor. We welcome you to a special edition of the Zweite Bundesliga podcast, your one-stop shop for all things Zweite Bundesliga. Only the two games to look at for this evening's podcast. We're going to have a look at the relegation playoffs. Games between Stuttgart and Union Berlin and Vejhen Wiesbaden and Ingolstadt. I'm Matthew Carey, your host, and it's a pleasure to have your company wherever you are listening to this around the world. We've got three special guests joining me today on the podcast. First, it is our lovely Arminia Bielefeld fan, Eva. Eva, how are you doing today?
Very good, thank you.
Fantastic. And the man in charge of calling the Stuttgart Union Berlin relegation playoff matches, it's the one and only Derek Ray. Derek, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Matthew. Had the privilege of being in Stuttgart on Thursday and then up here to Berlin on Friday and gearing up for what I think is going to be one of the most remarkable playoff second legs we've ever seen.
We certainly look forward to that. We look forward to you calling the action as well. And lastly, he's made his return back to the homeland. He was at VfL Bochum. It is the one and only Elliot. Elliot, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Unfortunately, no longer in Bochum, but happy to be home. How are you, Matthew?
I am not too bad, thank you, Elliot. We are going to start with the first leg between Stuttgart and Union Berlin. It ended level 2-2. Massive result for Union Berlin. Those two away goals are massive in the grand scheme of things. Of course, the away goal rule is being applied in both relegation playoffs. Christian Gettner opening the scoring just before halftime and moments after going behind, Union Berlin equalised through Suleiman Abdullahi. Mario Gomez fortuitously scoring his deflection off Marvin Friedrich, giving Stuttgart the lead again. And then it was Friedrich with an unbelievably good header on 68 minutes to give Union the upper hand heading back home to Köpenick, with that game being played on Sunday. Start with you, Eva. A very good performance from Union. We have seen over the time with the playoffs that the second division side has been very tentative, not looking to concede, but Union, when it was there, they were more than happy to go on the attack.
Yeah, I think especially in the second half, you had the feeling that when they leveled, they really knew what was on, that they now really had the chance to actually win the second leg. And I think Stuttgart was really poor throughout the game. Although they scored twice, it wasn't like when they had the ball or had a lot of possession, they didn't do much with it, which I also witnessed when I saw them against Hoffenheim. I think they did it plenty of times this season. And yeah, I think we weren't that bad with our preview of the game. It was more or less the game we expected it to be.
Well, we did see with Union in particular a different formation, that 4-5-1 with Sebastian Anderson isolated up top. And I felt it worked to the most part. They were more than happy to concede possession. But once they won possession from Stuttgart, they were looking to attack, build quickly. And they did create a lot more chances and they were deserving of the two goals that they scored. Derek, you were at the Mercedes-Benz Arena. Very atmospheric ground. Obviously, the fourth highest attended team in the Bundesliga. Not a particularly ideal result for Stuttgart. And they'll be very disappointed knowing that it's going to be a very tough trip to Berlin.
Yeah, that's certainly not lost on them, Matthew. They know this is going to be extremely difficult. And it's far from the result that the fans had envisaged before a ball was kicked. I spoke to a few of them on the way in on the S-Bahn, and it was this sort of weird mixture of optimism but also twitchiness, because I think they all knew that Union are no slouches. You know, this is not a team that you could draw in the playoff itself and feel you're that much better. Now, what I think was interesting about this game was that Stuttgart played in patches decently, and that I think speaks to some of the individual quality they have. But at other times, and Eva spoke about that, at other times they just disappointed. And, you know, the possession they had was what we might call meaningless possession a lot of the time. They held the ball, but to no great effect and to no great purpose. And I think Union did sense as the game went on that they had a real chance of not only being in an advantageous position through the away goals, but even better than that, a chance to actually hold the lead outright, 3-2 or something of that nature, going into the second leg at the Stadion under Alten Försterei. But I do believe that a lot of eyes were open, probably, at how well Union played. Because, let's face it, in previous playoffs, the team from the Zweite Liga usually is more passive than Union were. It's not as though they were completely gung-ho. I thought it was very intelligent, the way they varied it, but there was always a threat. And particularly as that game went on, I mean, Anderson came close a couple of times. That shot that he fired in looked as though it was going in from my vantage point. And so all these things put together, disappointing for Stuttgart. They now have the real weight of pressure on their shoulders, and we'll see if they can handle it.
It will be interesting, and we will talk about it in their preview. They have an atrocious away record. We will talk about that in a moment. Elliot, it has to be said that the chances that Union did have were high quality. The goalkeepers were both active in this game. Some would say that if VfB Stuttgart didn't have Ron Robert Zieler, the scoreline could have been a bit more expanded and would have almost took them out of the tie altogether.
Yep, I would agree completely there. Even go as far to say that Ron Robert Zieler was arguably Stuttgart's best player. Derek Tuch and the save from Anderson, he was slightly off his line, but somehow managed to get back and tip the ball over the net. And then even in the final minute, he's saving a header. So 2-2, yes, it's evenly poised. Union Berlin were happy to play out possession, to have the 2-2, as obviously with the away goals in contention, it's a brilliant result. And yeah, you're going back to such a tough place. Their home record is incredible. The best in the Zweite, if I think rightly. It's going to be a partisan atmosphere. They brought 7,000 or so to Bochum last week. Incredible support, incredible fans. And yeah, Stuttgart are really up against it here. It will be an incredible contest.
Yeah, we're certainly looking forward to it. I mean, I don't think in recent years we've had particularly consistent or competitive even contests. You have to go back when Wolfsburg played Braunschweig. That wasn't a particularly good two legs. Eintracht and Nuremberg wasn't particularly worth a watch. Wolfsburg and Kiel, this one has the mixture, and you can really sense, and I think Union believe it, that they can generally go up and win the two legs. Even if it's on away goals, they won't care, but they are very much a good chance of doing just that. So the other playoff game between Weihen Wiesbaden and Ingolstadt, that game ended 2-1 to Ingolstadt. They wasted absolutely no time, Ingolstadt, in peppering the goal mouth. 32 seconds is all it took for Dario Lizcano to opening the score. And then just a minute after the halftime interval, he was fouled by the goalkeeper for Wiesbaden in Kopka. Definite penalty in most eyes. He converted from the spot to make it 2. Wiesbaden did get a goal in stoppage time. Daniel Kofi-Kirirai getting, at least keeping Wiesbaden in the tie, but the two away goals, so very, very crucial, Elliot. And Ingolstadt continuing that excellent form, despite the blip on the final match day, they really were G'd up for the game. And Thomas Oral has them playing the kind of football we kind of expected from them throughout the duration of the season.
Yeah, just touching on their form, the best in the league by far. Prior to the final day defeat, they'd won their last four on the trot, drawing the one before. So their rut run has been incredible. And if they are to stay up, it'll be interesting to see whether they can replicate that in the league. But we've just touched on how Giekewitz and Zieler had good games in the other playoff. I think here, unfortunately for Weihen Wiesbaden, Markus Köhler didn't have the best of games, potentially. With the penalty, it was a weak parry, which he sort of pushed back into the striker and then brought him down for the penalty. Even with the first goal as well, terrible defending after it was in the opening minute or so, which put up against them for the second half of the game. But it's a difficult one to call here, but Ingolstadt, red hot form. Home record wasn't brilliant prior to the route runner, but I think there's too much quality there. And deservedly, I'd say, they have turned it around, playing brilliant football. I would expect them to be in the Zweite Liga next season.
There were actually quite some similarities in the two games where the home side, as we expected, had quite a lot of possession. But Wiesbaden caught, like Stuttgart, with having the ball but not doing a whole lot with it. They did have more chances than Ingolstadt throughout the contest. I think the nerves really got to them early on. And obviously conceding early on as kickoff began and then just after the interval, it did show. Derek, I mean, we look at Wiesbaden. They have shown in the league that they're a good, high-quality scoring team. Defensively, they've been up there, but it just seems as if the occasion may have got the better of them.
Yeah, I don't think they were helped by the fact that the goal was conceded so early on. I should tell you, I just came into my room about 10 seconds before kickoff and was frantically scribbling down lineups and you know, my idea of what the formations might be. And then I looked up and there was a goal. And of course, it was Dario Lescano. And that did seem to have an unsettling effect on Wiesbaden, and never really convinced for the rest of the game, never really gave you the impression that they were going to be the side at any point in control of the match. And I think the goal right at the end, and it was literally right at the end, deep into stoppage time, was maybe slightly flattering. And yeah, on the one hand, you know, their coach Raheem, you know, spoke about how, yeah, this gives us a chance, now we've got to believe, but we'll see. I thought Ingolstadt were very good. I thought they were, in terms of their play overall, very thoughtful. And no great surprise, because as Elliot said, they have been on a fine run. And I think there was a gulf evident between the Zweite Bundesliga and the Dritte Liga. And we saw that in this first leg in Wiesbaden.
We certainly did. We have touched on Dario Lescano, Eva. That takes his total for the season to 11 goals. He's certainly been a lot more livelier since Thomas Oral has come in. We've seen him more frequent in the passages of plays. He's part of the build-up. And he's been able to finish with regularity. You could see, it's kind of weird. He's like a tease in some ways. He's been teasing us through most of the season. I would assume most Ingolstadt fans have been quite frustrated with his performances, but towards the end of the campaign, he's really shown that he was the reason why they kept picking him.
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone was very surprised when this run started, because, as you said, especially the first half of this season was really poor, but you do wonder what is going on with Tomáš Oral and all the players, that they're like half of them really improved a lot, and Lescano is one of them. So something must have gone really, really wrong with all the coaches before. But yeah, I think Lescano, but also more or less the defense, is one of the keys why Ingolstadt is playing this relegation playoff. I mean, nobody really thought they would at the beginning of the Rückrunde. And yeah, I think Lescano might stay when they win, or when Ingolstadt stays in the Zweite Liga. We will see how that one go out. It would be really important for Ingolstadt in terms of a lot of players which they just got for this season, like Konstantin Kirschbaumer, for example.
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to bring him up. Remember, they wanted $5 million for Lescano. Still not worth it, but he has shown glimpses, and if he can continue to be lively up front, they have a really good chance of staying in the Zweite Bundesliga. We're going to take a quick break. We will now preview the remaining second legs of the ties in just a moment.
Bundesliga Erfahrung, Sonny Kittel, ein ganz interessanter Mann. Der 26-Jährige, und da ist der Ball schon drin. Lescano, nach 33 Sekunden, Gästeführung.
Yes, and there are only two games remaining until the end of the season. The second legs of the relegation playoffs, and we will start in Köpenick with Union Berlin and Stuttgart. It's 2-2 as the tie goes in, but the away goal rule would favour in front of Union Berlin if the game was to end 0-0. Plenty to talk about in this game. Obviously, Union were the best team in the Zweite Bundesliga at home. They only lost once. That was a 3-1 defeat to Paderborn In 17 home matches, they only gave up 11 goals. Compare that to Stuttgart's away form. They collected just the one win, which was a 2-0 win at Nuremberg. They conceded 43 goals on their travels, which was the third worst in the league. Derek, I'm going to start with you. You'll be calling this game with, I believe, Stefan Freuder. What will you be looking for, especially with the necessary changes for Urs Fischer with the captain Christopher Trimmel out with suspension?
Well, I think you've hit on one of the key personnel decisions that Urs Fischer has got to make, and that is at right back. Christopher Trimmel is such an important player, not just as a right back, but as a captain and as the man who delivers the set pieces. So that's going to change things a bit. And you have somebody like Julian Riasson, who's not played as much. I think only 8 appearances altogether. He's done pretty well when he's come in. Talking to a few of the Union people after the game, and they said, no, we wouldn't necessarily have too many qualms about throwing him in there. I mean, you could also perhaps put somebody like Michael Parensen in the defence again and then shuffle things around. But I think it's always better to have a natural right back in there. So they'll want that quality, I think. Felix Kroos is also missing through suspension. Maybe not quite as big a problem because they have other players they can move around and make that work. So, yeah, it would be nice to have his experience. But I think Trimmel is the greater loss of those two. I think the only thing I would worry about from the Union point of view, and it's interesting, Urs Fischer after the game made a point of saying this, I would worry that now that people think they are favourites and that they're automatically going to do it, the atmosphere is going to be great, which it will be. Stuttgart are going to be intimidated. Stuttgart are terrible, on with that argument. You know, does that play against Union a little bit? So Urs Fischer was saying after the game, Stuttgart are still, to my mind, the favourites. And I think he did that very deliberately because Union have been at their best this season when they've been underdog. You know, you think about the win against Köln. You think about the win against Hamburg even more recently when many of us were starting to doubt Union and whether they actually did have the quality to be in the top three, third place, as it was. So I think it'll be decided on very small margins. I do think Trimmer's absence is a big one. It'll be interesting to see if the system stays as it was. Will it be more 4-3-3 at home rather than 4-5-1? It'll be difficult not to play Abdullahi again after his fabulous performance. Anderson is certainly going to play, but that leaves out Sebastian Polter. And we know that he's one of the better strikers in the Zweite Liga, but might have to be content with a place on the bench. Hopefully he gets on this time. But I think it's still very close to call. And I would not be totally shocked, incidentally, if this actually goes to extra time. And for it to go to extra time, it would have to be 2-2 on the night. And I'm not... I could see that very easily. I could also see Stuttgart doing just enough to win this, even though they do have this poor away record and even though Union have been great at home. I think it's going to be fasten your seatbelts time. And wherever you are in the world listening to this podcast, make sure you watch the second leg because I think it's going to be drama all the way.
We will certainly be watching with anticipation. Elliot, on a Stuttgart point of view, they will be welcoming back Santiago Ascacíbar. He, of course, was suspended 6 matches for that spitting incident. I know certainly in the call with Derek and Steve Tarondolo, they talked about his fight and endeavour. Someone who's, you know, very intense in the midfield, and I think someone who could make a real impact into their side. If you were Nico Willig, would you put him straight in the side, or would you have him come off the bench?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, because obviously after such a prolonged spell, he's going to be biting, ready to come back at it. But I would probably leave him on the bench and bring him back in. It's a difficult one to call, really, there. Just to touch on the point about the psychology. Again, before, when they were at Bochum a week ago, talking to a few Union Berlin fans, and they mentioned how, mind the technical terms, but they said how they're traditional bottle jobs, which would make sense when it came to perhaps throwing it away, failing to win at Bochum. It is going to be difficult if the atmosphere is expectant. So very good to pointing that away from it. But again, it's going to be part of an atmosphere. They're going to want the victory, so I can't call it.
It is tough, and that's the thing with the relegation playoff recently, where we've kind of just stood with the Bundesliga side are the Bundesliga side winner, and eight consecutive wins would basically show that. But as we saw in the first leg, Union were up for the challenge. They were calculated in the risk management, took the chances when they were there, and it is going to be tough to call either. And if you were to see what could be a deciding factor in the game, what would you look at?
It's really hard to decide. I have my fair share of relegation playoffs, which I do not like to be reminded of, but it's not quite the same. But we were sure we're going to win it. And then that second leg at home, where we thought we had an amazing atmosphere as well, but we lost it anyway. So you have to be really careful. Of course, it's an important factor, but I don't think you should read too much into it. And I think Mario Gomez said it as well. He said Union is already so sure that they're going to win it and that they have won it more or less. Even if all the coaches, all the players, all the fans said, no, it's not happening. It's not how we feel. I think deep down you feel like it. They're like, okay, we came back twice. And that's our chance now. I do not want to write Stuttgart off completely. I think if they manage to score very early again, and then like a second goal in the second half, I'm not sure if you manage to come back again. But it's really hard to pick here.
Yeah, and as we've seen in world football this season, the second leg has been telling for a lot of clubs. You look at Liverpool in the Champions League, coming from that deficit 3-0 to beat Barca 4-3 on aggregate. It's, you know, obviously this is a much different scenario, but you can't count out any team. You know, despite Stuttgart's inability to score on a regular basis, they can't be counted out. They still have the quality in Nicolas Gonzalez, obviously Mario Gomez, Donis, who assisted on the opening goal. They've got the quality. Whether they can put it all together in a difficult environment against a team that is very well organized defensively, I think it's going to be, it's evenly poised in my mind, and anything could go. And we'll have to wait and see with that one. The second leg, of course, in the other relegation playoff battle is in Ingolstadt as they host Wiesbaden. They have a 2-1 lead, so it's advantage Ingolstadt in many sense of the word. Just some stats on Wiesbaden. They were the best away side in the Dritte Liga. They took 35 points. In fact, that was as many as they got with home points as well. They scored 42 goals on their travels. That was 15 more than the next best, which was Karlsruhe and Würzburger Kickers. So they can score on the road. They've shown throughout the season to be very brave on the ball. They do get shots on goal. And either, as we've seen with Ingolstadt, they have struggled at home. So like the other tie, it's not over yet.
Yeah, I think you can never say that in relegation, that it all, like, maybe if the first leg was ending 6-0, then yes. But I think especially, as you said before, taking all those players in European football into account, we're up for a tense match, I'd say. I think Wiesbaden will show a different face. Also, I think Ingolstadt is missing out on Cohen, because he was booked, I think. So, as well, a rule that I don't really understand, why they keep on counting the cards from the season, because when you like look at international football, they're all done, I think, at semi-final or something like that. And I think it's not really fair to take them into the relegation games. I'm quite sure that Ingolstadt will win anyway, because I think you could see they're not let them take it away from them. And now they manage or reach so much with this playoff already. And I think they're just a better team.
Yeah, I think their quality will show through. You are right that they will miss Cohen. So there's a good chance we may see Kirschbaumer or even Christian Tresch go into that central midfield role in the 4-4-2 that Tomáš Oral has been utilising. Elliot, I mean, I think what has been really critical in their role has been in their run of form has been Sonny Kittel. He struggled mightily in the early parts of the season. Massive figurehead in their attacking prowess. He could be, once again, one of the keys in Ingolstadt, not only winning this game, but staying in the Zweite Bundesliga.
Yeah, I think he's 10 or so goals this year, so he's more than chipped in and helped their miraculous run of form. But yes, the late goal, it makes this game more interesting, but having watched the game, there was quite a distinct gulf in class between the two sides. But again, Wiesbaden's away record, Ingolstadt at home, if you're looking at it from a logical viewpoint, it could be an interesting one. But having won 5 out of their last 7 now, they're red hot, Ingolstadt. And I remember in February or so, we're all sat here writing them off. All thought Duisburg would pip them, but Sandhausen and Ingolstadt turned it around in the second half of the season, and credit where it's due, I would quite like to see them in the Bundesliga, in the Zweite Liga next year, which is fully deserved as well.
Yeah, their recent form has been marvellous, and their ability to actually go forward, create chances, which is something they couldn't do defensively. They're still a bit shaky. I think Philipp Chauner, who was the fourth goalkeeper to play a net for them, has been okay without being spectacular. I think Paulsen and Mavrai as a defensive duo has been quite good. They've found solutions where there's been problems. And even having the two up front with Lescano and Kuchka has worked, even though Kuchka hasn't scored particularly many goals. It's worked in many regards. He's been either part of the hockey assist, or he's been in the train that has allowed either Lescano or Kittle or whoever, Pleidel, who's been quite good as well. So, Derek, I mean, it is a tough one to call. We know the Audi Sport Park, small arena, very intimate sort of atmosphere. Ingolstadt will know what's on the line. What will they need to do early on in the game to ensure that they don't let Wiesbaden take control?
Well, I think the defence will be extremely important for Ingolstadt, and I think that's where you rely on somebody like Mavrai, who has played at a high-ish level. So I do think that they have the weapons and the side, if you like, to be able to quell the opposition, in this case Wiesbaden. Just looking at a couple of sort of facts and figures that jumped out. In the last 2 home games under Tomáš Oral, they haven't conceded. So that, again, I think is good news for Ingolstadt, that they can dictate the terms in the sense of keeping they and Wiesbaden quiet. On Kuchka and Lescano, my impression watching the first leg was that they did complement each other pretty well, and that could be important. Again, Sonny Kittel, a player you mentioned who I've watched for a little while, who's played in the Bundesliga too, and certainly more than at home at this Zweite Liga level. The other little thing that goes against Wiesbaden in all of this is, and I just had a little dig of this one up this morning, if you go back in time looking at the playoffs in the Zweite Liga, and you look at the last 10 years, only once has a team lost the first leg and come back to prevail. Now, Eva's going to hate me for mentioning this, because it was 2014 and it was Darmstadt against, you've guessed it, Audi. So they're going to have to swim against the tide of history, they and Wiesbaden, and I'm not sure that they're quite the swimmers, let's just say, that Darmstadt were in 2014.
We will wait and see with anticipation, as we expect. The 2 playoff games will be absolutely massive. Who will be in the Zweite Bundesliga? Will Union swim against the tide and become the first team since Fortuna Düsseldorf to go up from the playoffs? And will Ingolstadt, after their disastrous season, multiple changes of head coach, absolute change in personnel, will they be able to prevail against Vejhan Wiesbaden? We can't wait for the results to come out. We can't wait to talk about it on the next episode of the Zweite Bundesliga podcast. I thank you to Eva, Derek and Elliot for joining me today. And until next time, goodbye.
Mustafa Trimmel with the corner. And, well, this is incredible. Friedrich wheels away.
and they've come back to make it 2-2. Union